Leading the news this morning, the Gillard government's been rocked by more damaging internal leaks. Last night, Channel 9 reported that Julia Gillard lobbied in Cabinet against the government's paid parental leave scheme and the size of pension increases. Ms Gillard says she doesn't respond to anonymous allegations, but some of her colleagues are pointing the finger of blame at Kevin Rudd as the source. The former Prime Minister says he never comments on Cabinet talks. The United Nations Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix says he believes the war in Iraq was illegal. Dr. Blix made the statement while giving evidence at the UK inquiry into the war. The man who's due to become the new chief of BP says the company will emerge from the oil spill smaller and wiser. Bob Dudley is in charge of the clean-up and he'll replace Tony Haywood in October. 14-year-old Dutch girl has won a legal battle to try to become the youngest person to sail solo around the world. A Netherlands court lifted a child protection order after it found Laura Dekker had improved her preparations. The young sailor must complete the trip before she turns 17 in September 2012 to break the record. And health officials say there's strong evidence to suggest the number of women who've contracted hepatitis C from a Melbourne doctor has now risen to 35. The link between the Croydon Day surgery and the cluster was first revealed in April when there were 12 cases. A lawyer bringing a class action over the outbreak.